The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Bott and Baron Browning this morning. Good morning, Baron.
Good morning, Carl.
It isn't Linda, but it's Baron, and it's cool, man.
I don't look quite as good. But
well, hey, you're doing your best, buddy.
Yes, sir.
And you're a Marine.
Yes,
so
sir.
What can I
Hoorah.
Say? Hoorah. Hey, today, October the 17th, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina is our producer, as usual.
Good morning.
Good
morning, world.
Yay. One of our producer's wives is getting ready to have a baby. Did you hear about that?
No.
He didn't call you? Yeah. Taylor.
Wow. I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's quick. We're just not sure when. So, you may have a potential stand-in for to have to be there. He insists that he'd like to be there for the birth of the baby. Which I told him was kind of a antiquated, it's antiquated because today's generation, you don't need to be there. So, anyway, good morning, Christina.
Good morning. I'm always here. And good morning, world.
Baron, are you going to do the weather?
Sure.
You've got it right there.
Absolutely. Today's sunny high with a near of 87, north wind 6 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 62. And the northwest wind around seven miles per hour.
Oh, okay. And we got any rain this week?
No. Actually, it's going to turn out to be a great week. Tomorrow we have a high of 92. Also on Thursday, a high of 92. Friday, 89. And then we start dipping Saturday, 78. Sunday, 73. And Monday, 71.
Okay.
But no rain in this week's forecast.
Gosh, it's going to be warm this week.
It is going to be a great week.
Yeah. You know, we say warm, but that would be perfect. You know,
absolutely.
A couple months ago.
And with light rain, it's going to be great for the farmers. So
cool.
They'll get some more green grass.
Okay. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned company, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay, buddy. You haven't been on for a while with me. Well, but with me. I've been on other times.
Yeah. It's definitely been a while, hasn't it?
So what's going on in your life? I know how busy you are.
Yeah, life is pretty busy. You know, you change careers and you just start doing different stuff, and life becomes a little bit different. But it's been a lot of fun, that's for sure. I like new challenges, as in the Marine Corps, it's always changing.
Yeah,
so
it is.
I like change.
The Board of Supervisors are meeting today, and I don't know if you've been following it. I know you have been, but
sure.
They're going to vote on getting a new county health officer.
Yeah, I mean.
Dr. Moo. Been a physician in this area for over 30 years.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're finally getting one, and I'm sure the staff that will work under him will be glad to have somebody in charge again. So, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll be a 5-0 or if somebody's going to fight it.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to watch. Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, Dr. Moo was not in favor of the isolation and vaccinations for COVID, so that may have something to do with the battle. But he seems to be well qualified.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. I do know that he was opposed to the mandates. I don't know that he's necessarily opposed to the vaccines or taking care of yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was I could have misspoke. I know he was against the, as many people were, but not as many as are today.
Correct.
After what the shutdowns, the lockdowns, the selection of your business needs to be open and your business needs to be closed, the isolation of kids in schools, from school, I think people, the government would have a tough time coming back and saying, you need to do this, you need to mask.
Well, again. You know, we're people, and so we need other human contact, and I think that was his... that was his stance on it, was we do need other human contact. And so isolation of any kind is just not healthy.
And they're going to be discussing AB 969. So depending on how – be interested to see what goes on there.
Yeah,
the one where it says that you cannot – I don't understand. And you're – been in politics and been in office. I shouldn't say that, abolished, but been in office. What is the opposition, the huge opposition to having a ballot count, a hand vote? Well, I mean, we did it for centuries. So I guess, you know, is it, well, now we can do it quicker? Is that it? Or it's going to be electronically? And I mean, I don't understand if a county or city wanted to vote and do a hand count, why can't they?
Well, I think there's two sides of that equation. You have time deadlines that you have to meet, and can those be met with hand counting? I don't know. That's a lot of hand counts. And then the other question becomes is it accurate? And I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that question either. You know, you can only understand what one side's saying, which is it'll be better for us, and then you have the other side saying –
well, but if there is like a thin margin, you know, like within the recount margin in an election, so you go back and hand count every one of them anyway.
Right. That's correct.
So obviously.
For that particular race.
For that particular race. Yeah. And what they're saying is if you've got 16 initiatives and 60,000 votes or 80,000 votes on every one of those initiatives, it's going to take forever.
Yeah.
To hand count it. That's
well, what and I Kathy think the other thing from Kathy's side was what the cost is going to be to hire all those people to count. And I don't, you know, again, I don't know whether that's accurate or not.
I don't either.
Yeah.
See, that we've that got to the point where, is, you know, Kathy didn't want to have the hand count. So, I mean, I read what her regulations are. I tried to, about the hand count. It's very hard. It's very convoluted in there.
Right.
And, I mean, I just don't – that guy that came on the show that, you know, says he's got a way of hand counting and it's got cameras and all this, and he says it takes an hour to do a precinct. Okay. I mean, I'd have to see that too.
But yeah, with how many people.
Yeah, but it seems to me that there ought to be some kind of hybrid system here that you could do it quicker with less expense. But – we're not seeing it. Either side of them is not.
Nobody's budging.
Nobody's budging.
Yeah.
Really good for us voters. Yep. So we'll see what happens. They're trying to say, I think they're saying it's questionable whether the special election in November does meet the 969 criteria because it's, what is it? It's only 5,000 eligible voters.
To have a hand count or?
Yeah, to take effect. It's got 5,000. Yeah. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a strong, locally owned, locally operated bank right here. Everything to a local board of directors to a CEO that's grown up around here. And that's Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches, one in Riverside, two right here in Reading, and one in Anderson, the newest one down in Anderson on Ventura Street. Cornerstone Community Bank, been moving local dreams forward since the day they started. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the post office would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Imagine 36 hours of football, fireworks, soccer, volleyball, baseball, basketball, barbecue, bounce houses, a charity 5K, and a world-renowned illusionist. It's not a trick. It's Simpson University's homecoming weekend. But the real key to making this weekend great, that's you. Join us and all your closest friends October 20th through the 22nd for Simpson University's homecoming weekend. Check it out at simpsonu.edu/homecoming. That's simpsonu.edu/homecoming.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burnt chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Shasta County Gun Owners, a chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, is having a dinner and auction fundraiser Thursday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Great prizes including lots of firearms, food by Rockin' P Barbecue. Each dinner ticket gets you a chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Get tickets in Redding at Jones Fort or Rejuvenate Pools and Spa. To donate or volunteer, call 962-5168. That's 962-5168.
Take a ride through the country with Colt Ford at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, November 17th. Colt Ford is best known for having the perfect blend of country and rap. Enjoy Colt Ford favorites like Must Be the Country and When Country Comes Back. Get working on those dance moves for this unforgettable night of boots, footin' and boogie. Tickets for this event are just $45 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. See complete details at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Baron Browning and Carl Bob. Baron's my co-host today. Good morning, Baron.
Good morning, Shasta County.
Hello. Okay, What were we talking about? No, not that. It was about something else we were going to talk about right now. That's my fault. I just lost it right then.
But we do have a caller.
But we have, that's what it is. We had a caller. Chris, good morning. Good morning, Chris. You're on.
Hello, Carl?
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, well, I couldn't hear you. You weren't coming through on the phone.
Okay.
Regarding this, was it 969 or whatever that is for
yes.
the elections?
Yeah.
There's a couple things that can be done to really simplify this. First off, you put a cap on how many measures or propositions can be on any one ballot in any one election cycle. Because I have saved our election materials, the booklets and so forth, and showed them to my friends and family that live in other states, and they just laugh at it. They said, that is absolutely ridiculous. They want the voter to be uninformed. That there is no way that you could be up on all these propositions and measures that come up on our ballots. And human nature is to vote in favor of something instead of against something. So when people don't understand the proposition or the measure, they're going to vote yes.
Well, I don't know if I'd agree with that one. I mean, I think that I would vote no. But
well,
I'm just basing it on me because
yeah, but you're a little more educated than the average voter.
Well, but I agree with you. When you put 15 or 16 initiatives on, how many people really know half of what they are?
Well, you don't look at the voting materials we get. How many people actually go through those booklets? Who has the time?
And then you've got to take a look at what's being said in the booklet under the name of it. How can we ever forget safe streets and schools?
Exactly. Yeah, wasn't that 457 or whatever the heck it is? The
47.
Yeah, 47. And the other thing that we could do on this as far as being able to do the hand count is you put all the people that are running for an office for those open positions, those are on one separate page. That can be counted by hand. Instead of having to go through the cumbersome ballot with all the individuals plus all the propositions for a hand count.
So you'd break out things like
a supervisor or a governor, or, you know, wherever you have an individual running for a position. That's on one page.
And I thought it was. I'm going to have to go back and look, but are they interspersed? I mean, it starts out with.
Starts out with all the offices.
Yeah, it starts out with governor and then senators and congressmen and then, you know, state things and then down to the county and city. That's all on, those are all on individual pages, right?
Well, then you turn it over and there can be propositions on the other side.
Yeah, but what you're saying is all the individual elections could just be, you know, I mean, they're
one
there.
Page. And then I think the populace would be more comfortable with a machine count on propositions than they are on individual candidates.
Yeah, frankly, yeah.
I mean,
That's a good point. I don't care about initiatives, even though that, you know, that we've learned that they can, you know, come back and bite us. But that was not because of a machine count. It was because of the way the thing was written.
Correct.
But so you're saying is we should be able to do hand counts on the people running for office, and then everything else after that can go right through a machine. So you have two separate sheets.
Yeah.
Huh. I like it. I like it, Chris.
But that's never going to happen because, they want the voter to be ignorant.
Okay, Chris, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was good. I don't see what's wrong with that. You know,
that's
that way you
concept.
Can have a balance there.
But going back to how they phrase things, I think they should also be held accountable on that. I think law needs to change so that if you're going to write an initiative, it has to be purely what the initiative is and not skewing what the voter's reading.
The safe streets and schools.
Exactly.
Was so horrible, and that's what the attorney general did, because he skewed it in the way to get it passed.
Right.
So they could empty the jails. And here it is now, years later, they're trying to fight ways of adding things back in there because of that proposition, which, by the way, was that voted on twice? No, just once.
Just once.
It was the train to nowhere.
Yes.
That the voters... God bless you, voters who did this. Now, I'm not talking about all the ones who voted against it, but the ones who voted to keep the train to nowhere moving. Mainly it was from the South.
Yeah, for the second time.
Second time.
Yeah.
Even though that, has there been any track laid? I'm sure there must have been something.
I don't know what's going on with that thing. I know we spent a lot of money doing that.
Billions.
Yeah, billions.
Billions. Yeah. Baron. And then we talk about, now we're building these tiny houses. And now the Sacramento's going to get like 700 of them to begin with. They're small, and the state's paying for it, and they want $22 million to build all these tiny houses. Yet they spent $22 billion on homelessness in the last, 4 years? And what do we have to show for it except more homelessness?
Correct.
But there's going to be somebody probably in charge of another bureaucracy that they formed.
A leader.
And
let me be very clear. I'm not against, you know, people that want to, you know, start their way to recovery and be a productive member of society. I am 100% behind it. My wife and I donate to those causes that we believe in, that are making or helping make people successful again, and reiterate into life and become a productive member of our
society. Oh, absolutely. I don't think anybody's against
no,
that.
No, absolutely not.
No.
But we're spending all this money time and time again. And I go back to when we were putting all these people in hotels and the hotel rooms kept getting trashed and we're paying for them to refurb. I keep going back to that. There's a successful way to do it. And I think some of that's being done right here in Shasta County, with the small homes that are being built. They're holding those people accountable, for their actions and helping those people become successful in their own lives.
Well, they have a buy-in.
Yes, and they have a buy-in.
They had that one village that they take part of their Social Security. They pay
yes.
into it. So everybody in those villages are on Social Security.
Well, Faith Works does that, yeah. where there's a fundraiser coming up for them soon that my wife and I have gone to for the last couple of years. Very successful. And those people that don't want to comply, unfortunately, they need to move on because then you're jeopardizing the other people that live there.
Absolutely.
And the other families that live there. And
you know, if Sacramento has an area. Oh, he also signed something that said they can now start putting these places in open areas that churches have, churches and something else, but you know, in public, it was, you know, like their parking lots, or maybe they own land someplace at churches and they can skip over CEQA and all that other stuff and just build those little places there.
Yeah. As long as we're doing it correctly, I don't have a problem with it. As
yeah.
long as, you know, we're first, you know, making sure that those are the right people that are coming, that they're, able to get treatment and do the next right thing, and become a productive member of our area.
Yeah. If you can get them off the streets into a job, it's a win-win for everybody. But then there's the question about the ones that we can't get in there, but that's a separate question. Gavin also signed. Do you have that, that on the, has anybody shown you the, on the computer there when I mentioned Gavin's name? Okay. All right. Gavin also signed a bill that lets people living in Mexico get in-state tuition along the border there.
Oh, interesting.
That they can come across and get in-state tuition.
Oh.
Or they can, yeah, pay in-state tuition. That's interesting.
Very. Something else we're paying for.
It's just, you know, along the border there. Well, they come across anyway, and we should make it easier for them. No, we should make it easier for our students.
Well. If that's the case, then you should also do the border states.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, because they're close to us, too, right?
Yep. So Oregon, Idaho. Nevada. Well, not Idaho. You can't get right to Idaho, but it's unless, of course, Idaho annexes
into Oregon.
Two-thirds of Oregon.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, you know, and then, Arizona. So they should get in-state tuition, too.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
and us with them.
You know, when he does things like he vetoes certain things, and I go, finally. And then he goes back and he signs like five others. So if he vetoes one and signs five others, no, it doesn't work like that. Okay, let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. NorCal Tractor and Equipment, located in Anderson.
Yes.
One of those Anderson businesses that you lured down there, Baron.
They're an amazing family, too.
Aren't they? Aren't
yes.
they an amazing family,
yeah.
young family?
Yes.
They when it comes to Toys for Tots, they have this huge Toys for Tots drive. And talking about, they've got it all. They've got small tractors you can drive in your backyard, literally.
You and I were there for that last year.
Yeah. You drive in your backyard. They've got the full size for big jobs. You can rent it, lease it, or buy it all from NorCal Tractor and Equipment, located at 2540 Gateway Drive, right there in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
Thank you. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX3 subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Come explore new cultures with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international foods, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciprica, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Baron Brown and my co-host today.
Morning, Shasta County.
And me, Carl Bott. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993, helping family, seniors, veterans, business owners since then. Two separate branches, insurance and financial needs under one roof. With all the craziness going on with insurance and inflation and everything, maybe you need a second opinion. Well, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We're here, Baron and I are here with Wendy Dickens and Steve Clark, and they're talking about a haunted house. That's not the one next door to me, is it? No. But maybe.
It is the one over by the monolith. It is the monolith, right, Steve? It's next to Turtle Bay?
Correct. It's right there in the parking lot of Turtle Bay. We've all seen it, the big, scary-looking concrete structure. was, I believe, used in the construction of Shasta Dam.
Yeah, that's where they had the world's longest conveyor belt right there as they pushed quarried rock and gravel and everything.
I saw pictures of that on Facebook.
Yeah, all the way up to the dam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where
the monolith is right there. Okay, so tell us about this.
Well, it is going to be for 2 weekends, and opening night is the 19th at 6:30, but we also have Rotary Night, so Rotarians can come and do a soft opening for us and go for free because our Reading Rotary did this. So we want to give a shout-out to Rotarians, including Judy Maxwell, who helped with one of the rooms, and it is amazing. So
Judy's involved a lot of things around here. She helps out a lot. So tell us about... how big is this thing? I mean, how many rooms? When you start talking rooms, how many are we talking?
We're going to have to defer to Wendy on that one. She's much more involved in the planning than I am.
It is bigger than it was last year, and we have more kinds of, shifts in room kinds of styles. But so I would say when you're walking through, you're going to have probably 10 different experiences, and there's a lot of fun new things. It is very different from last year. You're not even going into the same way that you did last year. So we're going to try and switch it up every year that we do this. So this year will be even better than last year. In my opinion, it's way better than last year. But
well, I went last year, and I think it was 6. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
6 rooms?
Yeah.
So
you got 10 rooms now.
Oh, I know. Stepping up a notch.
Is there going to be a guy with the chainsaw?
Those are rumors. There's rumors there's a guy with a chainsaw.
A guy with a chainsaw.
You have to go to find out.
Yeah.
Can I bring my own chainsaw?
No. We'll get in trouble with the, fire marshal. And the
leave it to you to ask.
I was just wondering.
But I appreciate you could come and be the guy with the chainsaw.
Thank you very much. I might like it too much. I might take my work home with me.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So... how many people does it take to run something like this?
There are a lot of people, right, Steve? Like, not just to get it all set up, but we have, fencing we put up. We have all...
There's a beer garden. There's food trucks.
This is an extravaganza. This isn't your mom's old haunted house.
No, it's not.
No, it's going to be it's an event.
It is an event,
okay.
Yes.
And I wanted to make sure everybody knows that all the proceeds after expenses go to support the community. Rotary Club is a philanthropic organization that does an enormous amount of good very quietly in the community. And the proceeds from this go to scholarships, feeding seniors, that type of thing.
Well, is this all the Rotaries are doing this, or is it just one Rotary? I mean, because you've got like 6 Rotaries, don't you, around here?
Well, it is right now just the Reading Rotary. We put it together. We do find volunteers, so there are sometimes volunteers from other Rotary groups that come and help us out. However,
so this is the Reading Rotary does this one. Okay. Because I know you've got the Sunset Rotary and the Early Morning Rotary and the
West Rotary.
And the Rotary of the Amazing Heart. And
I'm like, I don't know that one.
This is the Feel Good Rotary,
Anderson Rotary.
Yeah. Anderson Rotary.
I'm a member.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, so, I'm going to bring my family. Can I bring kids?
Yes.
Yes, you can. But what I always tell people, because I get asked this regularly, like, what's the age? You have to know your child. And if they're going to have nightmares afterward, don't bring them, right? So even if they're older. But it is for kids, and we're trying to be planful about, like, maybe not being quite as scary when, there's people who are a little more scared.
Okay, so for Carl and I's sake, how much is too older?
I think you're good. I think
we're
you're good?
Good,
yeah.
We're okay.
Yeah.
No.
You guys will be fine.
I was good at the 6 rooms. I don't know about 10. We'll see.
You check your guns at the end.
I can tell you I've been there the couple of weekends helping to set up. So I've walked it half dozen times, and I could not draw a map of it from memory. It's that intricate, and so many switchbacks. It'll be scary. Trust me.
Oh, good.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Linda's not going. Well, I can just tell you right now, she's just not going to go there. because, yeah, I mean, a spider.
Well, if she doesn't want to go through, she could still come and help. Like, we have other opportunities. There are people, like Steve was saying, that, you know, we have, you know, the beer garden and the food trucks. And so we still need people to volunteer to do some of those things, as well as, you know, I am in charge of the volunteers, and I need people still to help with costume change outs for people and makeup for people. And so, you know.
Well, Linda could be a greeter
at
the door.
That too. We need greeters. We need
there
greeters.
We go.
Oh, how are you, little girl? Do you... Whoa, you're going to have a wonderful time in there.
Oh, there's no going back now.
Yes, now, once you're in, though, I mean, once you're in, right? You can't come running out screaming. I'm just wondering about it. You know, you go to these...
Well, there are a few makeshift walls you might be able to go through.
the easy escape. I'm there.
Well, we've got an incident on room 4. Darren Browning just went through the wall. We're going to have to put in some fake stuff here. Okay.
Well, hey, speaking of that really quick, why don't you tell us who are the volunteers? Is there other organizations that are volunteering? Do you want to give them a shout out? I don't know who's all helping you, so.
So we do have some wonderful sponsors. We have, Wind River. They've been an amazing sponsor. And Maria Orozco, who's a part of our club, is also going to volunteer a few nights. And then we have SPI. They've also been a top sponsor. And, you know, I'm going to miss somebody here now that Bud Light.
Cornerstone Bank.
Cornerstone Bank.
Wait a minute. Bud Light.
Yeah, Bud Light is a major sponsor, I think. I know what you're going to say, Carl.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
Budweiser.
But I will say that Budweiser. Budweiser, the people around here from that are Budweiser and distributors here do a whole lot for our community.
They
absolutely
do.
They really do. So yes. I can't say enough about them.
Well, people don't realize, but they're the only organization left in this area that actually does events.
Right, so, it's true. Yeah.
A shout out to them, and they always donate every time. So they always donate back.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
They have things going. Okay. So this is going to be 2 weekends. So what weekends are they?
So starting this Wednesday is the soft opening, right? But then the 19th through the 22nd, right? And then the 26th through the 29th. So and 6:30 to 10. Every single night.
And how much does it cost?
It is, if you buy online, they're $15. At the door, it's $20. But then we also are offering fast passes this year, so you can kind of jump to the front of the line. And those are $30 online and $35 at the door.
So you can just buy those and cut in front of everybody.
Right. Yeah, like Disneyland or some other places that do that, you know, Magic Mountain, they give you the fast passes. You have to buy them extra, but...
So you're telling me there's lots of lines here.
But there's fun lines,
fun lines. Do you have creatures walking up and down the lines?
Quite a possibility, yes.
So you can, before you even buy your ticket, you can be scared to death.
Right.
And then you just go home.
Then you just go home, right?
Over, you know, buy yourself a beer, stand there, shake a little bit, and then go home. So...
I stood in line last year. It went pretty fast, actually.
It does.
They do. They go through. They're shoving them through in there because people are in there running through.
Right.
Because they're scared.
The wall.
Screaming.
the wall.
Okay. So all this money is being put on by the Red and Rotary. It's your annual haunted house down at the Monolith. It's going to be a great time. Everybody enjoys it. And, Baron, you go through it every year, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Be there again.
Does it ever scare you, really?
No.
Not a lot.
I don't know what to expect this year, so I'm going to say that now, and then I'm going to come back in a month or so to co-host again,
and
I'm going to tell you, yes.
Had to change my underwear.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say change my pants, but we're saying the same thing.
Yep.
I can tell you last year, I did an evening as a werewolf, and I definitely scared some people.
Yes.
Definitely. Yes. Almost got punched.
Now,
well, so you haven't figured it out. You always stick the wife in front of you and guide her through. If she's listening, I'm still here.
So, I imagine if you're one of the monsters or gremlins in there that you take a great deal of pleasure trying to scare people.
Yes, it's fun.
Now, do you have cameras in there?
Cameras? Like what kind of cameras?
Well, if you had a camera, like in certain areas.
To video people.
Oh, to video people, and then they could have a video of their experience. You know, here, $10, you get a video of your experience going through.
That's
there.
A really good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, or you have have it on a big screen outside, so people are going through. Of course, you may lose people in the line doing that. That's the only thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you had a video or a photograph of people like they do on, you know, coming down on those rides at Disney.
Yeah. Roller coasters. Yeah.
Know,
roller,
and when the werewolf jumps out, you know, and it's like.
That'd be cool.
That's an awesome idea, actually.
That is.
And you can use it for free.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. It's going to be this weekend and next weekend. It starts Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And Sunday.
And Sunday. Oh, is it Sunday on both weekends?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's 4 days, 2 weekends. You can buy your tickets online. Where?
At readinghauntedhouse.org.
There you go. Or you can buy them right there.
Yes.
And is that the same price for kids or adults?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to get an adult's worth of scaring for your kids.
That's right.
That's right. There is no tiny room for the children to go through.
We are thinking about that for the future, but that just did not come to fruition.
Well, thank you very much. And all the money stays right here in town, and it goes to support causes right here that the Rotary does.
Correct.
And you do so many. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
All right.
ReadingHauntedHouse.org.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Join us for Simpson University's third annual Red Hawk Run 5K, Saturday, October 21st at 8 a.m. at Simpson University. Open to all ages and ability levels, the 2023 Red Hawk Run 5K benefits Hire Heroes, the most effective military veteran employment nonprofit in the country. Part of Simpson University's jam-packed homecoming weekend, you just can't miss the Red Hawk Run 5K. For more information, visit simpsonu.edu/5K. That's simpsonu.edu/5K.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entries.
Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th.
All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips.
Entries multiply as the weeks go on.
Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams.
For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Come explore new cultures with inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciprica, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Think Pink Day is coming up October 19th, featuring the Think Pink Bag Giveaway at Tri-County's Banks on Hilltop Drive and South Street from 6 to 9 a.m. Later that day, the Think Pink Sundial Resource Fair is from 5 to 8 p.m. at the annual Think Pink Bridge Lighting at the Sundial Bridge. Think Pink calendars and bags will be available, along with NorCal Think Pink swag available for purchase. See you on Think Pink Day!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with my co-host, Baron Browning, and me, Carl Bott. It's 7:50 in the morning here on the 17th of October. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated. That's been there for 30 years, two sets of owners, Leonard first and then Rebecca and Henry, and they just have a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Really a great place to go shopping for your loved one there. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Okay. There's so many things going on this weekend. They've got the Dancing with the Stars is going.
Yep.
They've got, the Haunted House is. What else do they have going? They've got the Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center on Saturday, October the 21st. It's going from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Talk to them. They're going to have international foods and kids' activities, multicultural music. It's all free. It's all free and open to the public down in Anderson. So, a lot of things.
Been there several times. Really good food, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting talking to a Sikh yesterday that so many people, because the Sikhs wear turbans, automatically think that they're Middle Eastern.
Right.
For some reason. I don't think so much anymore. I think that it's, at least I hope it's not that much anymore. Thinking that they're, part of the Muslim culture. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but right now with what's going on with the Islamic jihadist side of the Muslim culture.
Right.
What's going on in the last thing I read was they had not started the ground offensive in Gaza.
Not as of this morning. But we had some hate crimes this week in other parts of the country. For people that were not even part of that culture. So
6-year-old kid got stabbed to death.
Yes.
By somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6 years old.
Crazy.
And then in Europe, there's been several instances of people being attacked. Synagogues being defaced and all that. And I think that's happened. One of them happened in the United States. It's really... It's interesting to see where our universities have gotten, that they're publishing pieces from student organizations saying Hamas had every right to do this and Israelis were the cause of this whole thing. And I'm not saying there hasn't been, plenty of concern about how are the Israelis and the Palestinians ever going to be able to live together in a peaceful coexistence. And every time you think it's going to happen, something else occurs.
Right.
But we're going to see the Gaza Strip change, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
They can't continue like that. So you're always busy on the weekends. What are you going to be doing this weekend?
What is this weekend?
Oh, well, first of all, if you want to volunteer.
Yeah, if you want to volunteer for ReadingHauntedHouse.org, go to that website for the Reading Rotary. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it talks about you know, food trucks, beers available for purchase, ticket prices. And if you go below that, it has three categories: Rotarian volunteer, community volunteer, or you can click to sponsor. So that's all the way at the bottom of their website.
And they're always looking for volunteers.
Absolutely.
The says Joe Biden's heading to Israel. I saw that.
I saw it on the news this morning.
Did you see him walking up the stairs the other day?
I did, unfortunately. Yeah.
there's only so much his people can do to protect him. Besides hiding sandbags. And ordinarily, because people that are doing his forward work or his, you know, do all the planning for his occasions there, they'll look at a sandbag and not think anything about it because it's large and it's off to the side there, and they wouldn't ordinarily think this could be a hazard. But you've got to think differently when you get somebody that's that has problems with the maybe balance or things like
mobility.
This.
Yeah.
And you've got to clear that whole area, and you've got to make it so there's no places for him to trip it, you know, because he's not picking his feet up because of his age. And it's what everybody does. They have a tendency to, you know, they, you know, instead of picking up their, 3 or 4 inches when they're walking, they drop it down to 1 inch or, you know, and they kind of, so they're going to catch it like that. Right. But you could, this is the man that's running the free world here,
right,
and you would expect him to be able to walk across a stage or get up a flight of stairs.
Right. Well, his own party's struggling with it, so
absolutely
on what to do for the next presidential election.
Do you think it's going to be one of these things that 6 months from now he's going to say, you know what, I'm not going to run, and then it's going to be a free-for-all among the Democrats?
For him and his family, I hope so, honestly.
Yeah, I hope so. There's only so much, and, you know, it's not just the pressure of the job. The guy that interviewed him on 60 Minutes said he was exhausted.
Right.
He said he'd been trying to deal with what's happening in Israel. And, you know, one other topic that they were talking about, he said he was exhausted. And you can't have an exhausted president.
Right.
Answering the phone at 3 in the morning.
Exactly. Yep.
Anyway. I'm not. And how old's Trump? He's what, 78?
Again, yeah.
Another guy.
Right. Yeah. I wish our younger politicians would get involved, honestly. There's definitely a few out there.
Well, you've run for office before. I mean, it's not, you know, again, we go back to it's not your your dad and mom's elections anymore.
No.
That today's elections are just, I know of several people that would be great candidates, and they said, there's no way I'm going to do that.
Right.
You know, their wives would kill them, or that, you know, they just don't want to put themselves through that. You know, it's one thing to politic and run for office. It's another one to, you know, to be constantly attacked for things you may not have ever done, or taking a thing that was 30 years ago, 20 years ago, they had something to do with somebody in your company, and somehow it becomes your fault.
Right. Yeah.
You've gone through that.
I have. And I will just tell you that, you know, obviously being a Marine and the way I grew up, that stuff didn't bother me. What really bothered, it bothered my family more than it did me. And so I think that's really the tough decision. I'll just be blunt. I have no plans on running again. I know there's all these rumors out there that of what I'm going to do. And let me tell you that my wife made it very clear, I am not running for anything.
Well, Linda said she duct taped me to the bed. She says, you got to go to sleep sometime. And she says, you're going to go to sleep, I'm going to duct tape you to the bed and beat you with a hose.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you ever think about it. And I've never looked at it seriously. Maybe one time for like a half a minute. But then, nah, not going to do that. It's too much. It's... When people start paying other people to do background investigations on you for a local office, that just kind of like, really?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, right. What happened to this is, you know, this is what I say I'm going to do, and this is what I stand for, and all this.
Right.
And then you start getting stuff from businesses and other things. Or and then, you know, the other part, too, is you're making your friends decide.
Yep.
That's the other part, too.
That's right.
So, anyway. Hey, when we come back, we have Randy Ranch Rio with us. And Tracy Edwards, and she's going to talk about this compact that was just signed with the state of California. And I'm kind of I'm interested to hear what that means. But it seems like it's what I've read so far seems pretty favorable.
Yeah. Excited to hear from him. And Maria is here.
Maria
so we just
here,
talked about Maria in the last segment.
And Miranda.
And Miranda
is here, too. So, okay, let's take a break for the news, and we'll be right back.
Powerful symbol of sympathy and support, but there are risks involved. Mr. Biden's travel to the Mideast comes as Israeli troops prepare for a possible ground attack against Gaza aimed at Hamas terrorists. After meeting with Israeli leadership, the president will go on to Jordan for talks with King Abdullah, as well as the Egyptian and Palestinian presidents, in a bid to prevent the war from becoming a larger regional conflict. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vowing to end the chaos on the southern border, former President Trump says that if he returns to the Oval Office, he'd make sure that all would-be immigrants are carefully vetted before being allowed to enter the country.
Next, we'll implement strong ideological screening of all immigrants to the United States. No longer will we allow dangerous lunatics, haters, bigots, and maniacs to get residency in our country. We're not going to let them stay here. We're not going to let it. We're going to have the largest deportation effort in history.
Mr. Trump addressing an Iowa rally yesterday. The House nearing a vote on the nomination of Ohio's Jim Jordan to serve as the next Speaker of the House.
The House GOP Speaker nominee is still short the 217 votes needed to win the speakership on the House floor. However, Jordan is projecting confidence as he moves to put his colleagues on the record with a floor vote at noon on Tuesday. He was able to sway several Republican opponents to his side Monday.
Correspondent Edwin Mora. Americans kept spending in September at a solid clip, even as they grapple with higher prices and interest rates. Retail sales rose better than expected 0.7% last month. On Wall Street, the Dow down 36 points. The Nasdaq is off 64. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Russia sending more troops to a strategically important eastern Ukrainian city.
The battle for the city of Avdiivka is crucial to Moscow's ambition of securing control of the entire Donetsk region. The UK have called the fight Moscow's most significant offensive operation in Ukraine since the start of the year. Analysts saw signs in recent days of a weakening of the offensive as the number of attempted attacks on the city went down significantly. Russia is trying to bolster its efforts to capture the city by sending more troops. I'm Karen Chamas.
Defeated New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says he'll continue leading his Liberal Labour Party, for now at least, despite a big election loss over the weekend. He says he still has a bit of fight left in him. Made the remarks after a meeting with his party's caucus, during which there was no immediate move to oust him. Still, Hipkins acknowledges that he and others in his party will be reflecting on their futures in the coming months. Townhall.com. Amy Coney Barrett wants the nation's highest court to adopt a formal code of conduct.
But the associate justice says there's already unanimity among the nine justices that they should hold themselves to the highest ethical standards possible. Barrett spoke at the University of Minnesota Law School event just 2 weeks after the High Court opened its current term in October, with ethical concerns high on many observers' minds. Barrett declined to estimate how long it might take the Supreme Court to arrive on a consensus about what its own ethics code should be. Keith Peters reporting.
Russian President Putin has arrived in Beijing on a visit, underscoring China's support for Moscow during the war in Ukraine, as well as Russian backing for China's bid to expand its economic and diplomatic influence abroad through its decade-old Belt and Road Initiative. The two countries have forged an informal alliance against the U.S. and other democratic nations. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with my co-host today, Baron Browning, and me, Carl Bott. Christina's at the helm. Good morning. Oh, she can't because we're running three microphones in here. So, but she's, trust me, she's waving at everybody. Hey, today, the 17th of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The weather today, and Barron's all over this.
Yeah, today is going to be sunny with a high near 87, north wind 6-10 miles per hour. Mostly clear with a low of about 62. And tomorrow is going to be high of 92. Wow, that's going to be a great day. With a low of 60. And then Thursday, high of 92 again. And then on Friday, dips a little bit to 89. Saturday, 78, which is going to be a great day. 78 degrees. And then Sunday, 73. And then Monday, we start getting low in the low 70s. But still, I mean, yeah, be in the 70s this time of year, no rain. Oh, my gosh, gorgeous.
Well, we could use a little rain, always. But I'll take this weather.
Well, yeah, it's gorgeous because in the evening you can sit outside by the fire and enjoy your family, and you know,
and that's been the saving grace. Even when it gets to 100 and something, it drops down into the 70s, high 70s, and now it's dropping into the 50s some nights. So it's great, great sleeping weather. Hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Local business, locally run, it's a family-run business out of Anderson. All the propane comes out of one tank, or maybe two tanks down someplace in past Sacramento. So it comes down to customer service, and that's what Shasta Gas Propane has. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have different payment plans. They're the people to go to. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And today we are here with Redding Rancheria.
Good morning.
And the CEO, Tracy Edwards.
Good morning.
I got your name right. And okay, and Maria Roscoe, one of our favorite people.
Good
morning. And now a hyphenated friend of ours, Miranda Edwards' favorite.
Yes,
because
I'm still getting used to it.
Yeah, because Miranda got married in September.
I did, and he has a pretty cool last name.
He does, favorite. I mean, it's much better than something like, you know, like Rumpelstiltskin. Oh, hello, Mrs. Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
That'd be tough. Mm-hmm. Would you not marry somebody if they had a weird last name?
I would probably marry them and not use that last name.
I had a friend who was dating this woman, and she says, you know, I can never marry your friend, John Cross. And I said, why is that? She says, think about it. Well, her name was Chris. Chris Clark. And that's kind of what I thought, too. I thought, well, that's kind of a weird
joke. Yeah, endless joke.
I wouldn't have married John Cross anyway. So, Tracy.
Yes.
Huge news.
Yes.
So, even though we saw it, but we just saw excerpts of it.
Uh-huh.
We saw a press release.
But right, right.
In coming from your mouth to everybody's ears. The compact.
Yes, we had a great milestone this last month. The Redding Rancheria signed a compact with Governor Newsom. Big news. I can talk a little bit about what the history is of a compact. People always ask, what's a compact?
Yeah.
First thing is, it's just a fancy word for a contract. So I don't know why they say compact.
It goes back to the Mayflower compact.
Yes.
It goes all the way back there, I'm sure.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So in 1987, the United States Supreme Court said tribes are sovereign governments and we have the right to game. 1988, Congress responded to this Supreme Court ruling, and they adopted the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, which we call IGRA, or IGRA, if you've heard that acronym. And under IGRA, tribes can offer Class 3 gaming, which is slots and Vegas table games, but we have to have a compact with the state of California. So we have had a compact since 1996.
Oh.
In the beginning,
I think it was 1999.
Yes, it's a 1999 compact. And we were in that compact. That compact was due to expire. Prior to it expiring, we began negotiations. It was a long road. We can talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things that the tribe was trying to get in there. And we actually went down.
I would be interested because it seems like they already had the compact that it wouldn't be a big thing. But obviously it was. It wasn't just a slam dunk.
Well, yeah. So, for example, which is beneficial to everybody, the tribe over the last 20 years has been paying into a fund called a special distribution fund. Now, that fund was supposed to be paid to the state of California. The state of California would then turn around and earmark that money back to local governments. Millions and millions of dollars we've paid into this fund. So in the beginning, it worked. There was an LCBC, a local county benefit committee that was put together. It was made up by Shasta County Board of Supervisors, City Council people, and tribal people. We got together once a year, and we allocated out that money to local governments.
And that was already, the state had already collected it.
State had already collected it.
And there was this pot of money.
Yes, so it was the clearinghouse. And what happened over the years is we were able to buy fire trucks. We were able to, widen Bonnie View, sheriff's office equipment, paid for a district attorney. So all of these things that the tribe wants to mitigate with their gaming, we were able to grant back money for that. And over the years, what has happened is the state quit sending that down. So we're still paying it. You know, we're still paying this money into this special distribution fund. But around the time of Governor Schwarzenegger, they're like, yeah, I don't think we're going to send this money back to local governments. I think the state's going to keep the money. So we wanted to change that.
Well, if it was the law that money had to go into this fund and then be paid back, I mean, was it a law or just kind of a handshake agreement?
Well, it was codified, but what it also did was we also are obligated to pay for a state regulatory agency. There's an agency in the state because there's card games,
yeah.
There's racetracks. So they are also one of the three layers of regulation that casinos have. So the state just kind of kept that money and said, we're keeping that money because we're going to use it to fund the state gaming regulatory agency. The tribes fought. They said, seriously, it doesn't cost that much. We want an accounting. How much money is the state gaming regulatory agency? We were never able to get that accounting. It kind of just went into a black hole.
Okay. How interesting.
Yeah.
Not a surprise.
Yeah.
But how interesting.
Yeah. So it worked for a while.
Yeah. Until?
I think it was Schwarzenegger that didn't want to send that money back. So that's something
But you
were
still paying it.
We were paying it. It was a set fee based on net win of how many machines we had, a very complicated math calculation that we quarterly paid to the state, which we still did under the 1999 compact.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to
take a break.
I'm going to take an early break because
okay.
Now I want to go is how it, you know, what's happening now.
Okay.
I read about that, you know, about how the state was not sending back the money that was supposed to come back down to the county, which should, you know, I mean, I don't have, is it what? Oh, is it over 100,000?
Oh,
is
yeah.
It,
yeah.
It was like.
Well, when people say that the casino or tribes don't pay taxes, that's our tax. It's a fee. They call it a fee.
Okay. And so But it was all supposed to come back down
right.
to the people
right.
here in
based
the
on the size of your casino, so any casinos in Shasta County paid into this fund, and then the money was supposed to come back to Shasta County. Southern California has some big casinos, bigger bucks go back to their counties.
Right. But it was doing it to them, too. They were cut out. Were they
yeah.
cut out,
Oh,
too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Hey, this portion of the show is probably appropriate. It's brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Yeah. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury, give Patrick Gorman a call. If it's a denial, if it's extended wait times and all this, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing, and not only just for you, but your family. The employer wants to have his people back, but for some reason, because of insurance companies or whatever, it's just not working. You need somebody that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with my co-host Baron Browning and me, Carl Bach. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And the director of RU is going to be on our show next week. We're going to talk about the rate changes and things that are going on there. I promise you it's going to be an interesting show. It's a good chance to ask questions right then. Okay, we're here with Radio Rancheria and Tracy Edwards, the CEO, and Maria Roscoe.
Who good morning.
Is, you know, she's the go-to girl here. And Miranda Edwards' favorite.
Yes.
And because Miranda just got married, and we're, hooray.
Thank you.
I would have, you know. Was it a, and he, but he's from around here too. He lives up here.
He lives here now. He's from Orange County, so he's braving the Redding heat.
Orange County. I used to live there. I'm stationed around there.
10 years though. He's used to it by now.
Oh, by now.
I don't know if you're not from here if you ever get used to it.
if there's no lizard blood in you. Okay. Now, Tracy was telling us about the compact that was just agreed on with the state of California. Mm-hmm. Something that we just learned was there is a fee that Redding Rancheria and all casinos pay into the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
And that money is supposed to, by codified, to come back down to the county and the city. But it hasn't been for decades.
Correct.
Okay. So.
Yes. So that was one of the things that we've been negotiating back and forth for a few years with the state. So in the end, what we agreed to in our compact was the state, we want to pay our fair share for state regulation. So there's now a calculation where we pay 2% of the total gaming devices, of all of the gaming devices in the state of California, when they get down and get down to that number, we have a percentage that we'll pay back to the state for state regulation. So that will help fund the California State Gaming Regulatory Agency. And then what we have agreed to do is we're going to set aside 1% of our net win for distribution to our local governments. So when this new compact goes into effect, we will be setting aside money so we can assure the tribe that this money will get back to our local government. And so that hasn't been done in years. So we are committed to do that. We will hold the money. We will set it aside, and we will be able to continue to do the things that we do.
Okay. So all the money that goes in there is still going to go in to the state.
That was one of the touching points in our negotiation.
All right.
There's two pieces of it. One piece will go to the state for the state gaming regulatory agency.
Right.
So there's a calculation based on the total number of machines in the state of California. All of the tribes will share in the cost of funding the state gaming regulatory agency. Aside from that, the tribe has committed to setting aside 1% of our net win that we will then in turn grant out, give out, however you want to, you know, we'll make sure that it goes back to our local governments.
Okay.
For mitigation.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, but so there is that now, but it's will be set aside as opposed to the way it was before.
Correct. And that was a big, the tribes, you know, felt very strong about that. I mean, we're paying millions of dollars into this fund that we expected to come back to our local governments, offsetting gaming costs, you know, law enforcement, fire, and stuff like that, and it wasn't happening. So we wanted to cut out the middleman and make sure that
wasn't your fault. That
no,
was the state of California.
Absolutely.
I don't see how they can do that, except I've stopped asking that question.
Really?
How can the state just, here's that money that's supposed to be going for roads, and now it's going to build a train that doesn't go anywhere.
It's all in the verbiage, right? So they just skew the verbiage to fit their narrative at that particular moment on what they're trying to accomplish. So it goes on all the time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay. So,
the other big deal I think that we were so excited about and was a big win for the tribe is this compact recognizes gaming on I-5. So the state of California recognizes that the tribe will be moving. We were very transparent, very upfront when we started these negotiation process of where we were at. We wanted it recognized in the compact that when we go to I-5, that this compact's already in effect and it applies to the new facility that will be on I-5, and there will be no glitches in renegotiating a compact to allow for another casino.
It's already there.
It's already there.
Well, then that leads us to the next question.
Yes.
As we glacially move, and one of my favorite terms, we're moving at glacial speed.
Yes.
You know, 1 inch every 1,000 years.
Yes.
Where is the tribe with the
Department
of Interior?
The BIA and the Department of Interior who will make the final decision. I'm still going with the –
I'm still going that the final environmental impact report will be out before the end of the year, which is the one of the final steps, and hopefully a record of decision end of the year, the beginning of next year. I'm being optimistic this morning.
Okay. We're optimistic here all the time.
Yes.
You know, when we said things can't get any worse, and sure enough. No. So
well, let's be clear. She's talking about two other government agencies.
Yeah,
federal
exactly.
Government agencies, I might add.
So stages.
States on board.
States on board. So now, would this make any difference when, you know, when they go back and they're going through all this that, well, the states approved this?
I think so, absolutely. So the final piece of this compact is that it's back in D.C. right now. Mm-hmm. There's I should look at my notes, a 30 or 45-day waiting period, and then Assembly Bill 854 moves on through, and that's the final stage of the compact. So they're going to get that, and they're also looking at our gaming application on I-5, and they're going to say, oh, okay, well, Reading's already got a compact with the state. The state's recognizing I-5. It for sure helps.
Yeah, it
doesn't hurt. Yeah.
On the other hand, if they hadn't.
Yeah, exactly. It would cause another delay.
It would.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
not only that, you have a contract with the county, which is also in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that will be helpful, too.
So county, state.
Yep. When the feds go back and look, basically we've checked the boxes off and some ducks are in a row, so that will all help this process.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the Department of Interior and BIA goes, okay, you've
absolutely
just said you
that's
can do it. What happens then?
Well, we have plans.
I know you've had this thing planned for years.
We have, and we've shown some of the pretty sketches on the news. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we share those with people. I call them the pretty pictures that eventually turn into that thing. So we have all of those, but we don't have the finalized. We don't have docs ready to shovel next Tuesday. So we'll have to go through the rest of the process of getting the documents ready for construction, and so there'll be some time in that. And then I'm hoping that this town can handle two huge construction projects, because the tribe's getting ready to build a massive health village and a massive casino. So we kind of was hoping we'd stagger those things, and but it looks like they're going to hit probably around the same time, and I hope the construction world's ready for us.
Well, I guess it's time to go down to Shasta College and take my heavy equipment.
Yeah,
get my heavy
absolutely
equipment certificate so I can start moving dirt.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well.
We'll be moving a lot of dirt for sure.
That's going to be when this happens. I know how many jobs we were talking about with the over 1,000 jobs mm-hmm. for the casino, but now if you're talking, your health village, how big is that?
Can you recap where that would be?
Yeah. So if you have visited us on the Rancheria, Clear Creek runs along the reservation, and it's on the other side of Clear Creek. We'll be building our – does anybody here know the square footage?
Big.
People always ask me square footage, and I can't remember.
Is it going to be bigger than the casino?
It's going to be close.
About the same size. Well, that gives people an idea.
Yeah.
But the village, your health village – what's it going to consist of?
Oh, my gosh. So we actually just released a video to our tribal members last night, and we're excited to share it with the community. It's a fly-through video it's kind of generated these images of our wellness center, our medical center, our pharmacy with the drive-through options, indoor track, indoor pool, outdoor pool, gardening, like a garden that I think, you know, our patients can get a prescription to go out and use the garden for healthy eating, for our diabetes center. It's a holistic wellness center that focuses on prevention just as much as treatment. So it's a beautiful community center just as much as it is a health village. So, Glenn Hayward, our health director, is this beautiful idea of holistic medicine. So on top of it being just a gorgeous building that people can gather, there's endless treatments. There's going to be acupuncture, yoga classes, all kinds of things, like I said, that are preventative along with all of the medical treatment that you could need.
Well, Ready Rancheria has fully supports gym memberships and what else? Pilates,
yeah.
Jazzercise.
Health Bound.
Yeah, I had to carry my wife in. Yeah, I had to carry Linda in from her first jazz recital.
Well, now she's a pro.
I feel like as employers, we're really focused on wellness, so it's really cool seeing that come to fruition in a building. But, I mean, just to, you know, give a plug for working for Reading Rancheria, too, we have a lot of wellness benefits. Actually, tomorrow and Thursday, we have our wellness conference for every single Reading Rancheria employee. We get 2 days to do fun wellness activities. You know, our offices are closed. We all meet up in the event center, and our human resources department has organized just this massive conference for all of the employees where, again, we have yoga classes, we have Pilates classes, we have painting classes, like hikes going on, haircuts, massages, all kinds of things just as a treat for our employees to thank them and to encourage them to be well and have a healthy, balanced life. So come work for us.
So the health center, when it opens, is that open to the public as well? Or
so it's for our Native American patients in the area and if you are an employee of Reading Rancheria. So our employees and the Native population that we serve.
Perfect. Yeah. Do I get an application?
And their family.
Yeah, on our website.
Okay.
I'm sure I can clean up the pathways or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's going to be some pretty cool jobs in the Wellness Center for sure.
Yeah.
Carl and I are in. So
we'll Baron, how about
some
Baron
definite landscaping. Yeah. A lot of landscaping
Baron can
jobs
be a pool boy.
Pool boy. Yes. Pool boy.
We better ask Susan about that.
When I came back from Iraq last time, I was looking at buying a pool service business, and Linda goes, "A pool service?" And I went, "Yeah." So you get to wear a big hat, walk around. Yeah, I'm kind of glad I didn't do that, but I thought about it for a while. Anyway, okay, we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, the only hospital here with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, less pain, less intrusion into your body, faster recovery times, and now they've just brought in 13 new doctors as part of their training that they're doing over there, and they're going to, this is a 3-year program, and next year they bring in another 10, and the year after that another 10. So all of this is to enhance the health and the well-being of our community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com. Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1-gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1-gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The official meeting of the business to business meeting is called to order. Business to business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and co-host Baron Browning. And good morning, everybody. It is 8:36 in the morning on the 17th of October. And, 66 degrees out there.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to say 66. We're hoping it's, you know, it's somewhere around there. It's between 50 and 70.
With a high of 87.
So we're going to a high of 87 today.
That doesn't tell me what to wear, Carl.
Oh, well, you layer. You
okay,
layer.
Okay.
You have to layer.
Okay.
You layer in Reading during the fall, because you can start off with a down jacket.
Yes.
And finish up with a t-shirt. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. This is the only place I've had my hair cut since I lived here for 15, 16 years now, wherever long it is. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there. You can set up an appointment at 530-244-9478, or you can just stop by, and if there's an opening, they'll just hop in the chair, and they'll take care of you. It's man's last stronghold. Hasn't changed. I bet the interior of that place hasn't changed in ever. Since the beginning of time.
I wouldn't know. I can't remember the last time I was in a barbershop.
Well, you could go, but they would just charge you a finder's fee to see if they could find any hair.
I was thinking a polishing fee.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Reading Rancheria CEO Tracy Edwards, Maria Roscoe, who we're going to turn our attention to, and Miranda Edwards' favorite, just got married in September.
Yeah.
So you kept it. I guess everybody else knew about it. outside the tribe, we didn't need to know. I will always remember Miranda running at top speed in the rodeo with a flag in her hand.
We'll have to see if we can do that next year, too.
Well, we can do that. I mean, we could have a relay race and race it around the arena and make it some kind of a sport there.
See if we can beat our time.
Well, you know, or or get a second flight.
That seems too easy.
You're right. Why take the easy way out? Yeah, Baron and I are on the ready road. Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we just make it further apart? So she starts at the far end and has to race back, and I kind of get there in that spot, and she hands it off to me. And Maria.
Yes.
There you are again. Again, Ready Rancheria is out there supporting all types of stuff.
Yeah.
Dancing excited. With the Stars. Mm-hmm. You got two things going this weekend.
We do.
Haunted House.
Oh, yes.
And Dancing I'm like, with the
wow.
Stars.
Yeah,
it scared you thinking about
yeah,
it.
I know.
It did.
Do you know what you're doing this weekend?
I have two dates that I will be scaring. So it's on the 20th.
Oh, okay.
So it's not this weekend, but definitely Dancing with the Stars is this weekend. And Reading Rancheria has been partaking since 2008 with Tracy Edwards being our first
former winner. Yes.
Yeah. So we are always excited
yes.
to support.
Mm-hmm. It was one of the most amazing things I've done in this community. I thought it would be easy because I public speak. It was nerve-wracking. It was hard. I thought I forgot my dance, but it was so much fun. Anybody who has a chance to do it should do it, whether you can dance or not.
Well, I proved that. And Marie, you've been, you know, and the thing is, you're exactly right. And when people ask me, okay, what can you tell me? And I said, you know, there's 900 people out there, which probably didn't help. But I said, every one of them is your friend. They really are. They don't care. They're just happy that you're out there and they're not.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, and they, you know what? You can stumble or whatever, they're still going to applaud and scream and yell, and the judges are going to be nice.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's because who you're dancing for
it
and
is.
What you're dancing for.
That's right.
And that's the motivation right there.
It's you're putting yourself out there for a great cause.
Yep.
And this is going to be the last one, my friends.
The last, yes, their pre-branding event for Children's Legacy with One Safe Place. And they have an all-star cast. I am going to start with our own Dr. Paul Davis. We have Christy Davis, Sam Cimenti, we have Erica Jones, Tessa Borquez, and Chris Caldwell dancing alongside each other to give the performance that they call The Last Dance.
Wow. The Last Dance.
The Last Dance.
Yeah.
Sad. I did it in 2010. I was voluntold because she won. It was such high expectations. So it was amazing. It was fun. I'm very proud of everybody who does it. We've had 8 champions from Reading Rancheria participate, even to our chairman.
Yeah, Jack was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his was a totally different kind of dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was great. So
the MMIW. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad there's not another year, Miranda.
Or too bad.
Oh, I tried.
I'm a less choreographed dancer, so.
You're a what? Less choreographed. Freestyle.
Yeah, freestyle.
They have no freestyle going out there. Well, let me tell you that when I agreed to do this years ago, and I said from the beginning, I'm going to spend a little extra time with this. And I practiced and practiced, and my partner, Kathy Babcock, God bless her, she is so, so patient. And after the first couple of times, and part of it was I kind of spun to my left, she said, okay, we'll take that spin out, which was a great idea because my spinning. And then the next year they brought in some of us, and we did a dance. And Linda says, oh, you were so cute. And when she uses the words, you're so cute, I know where
is
I'm
that
at.
The all-star
dance? Yeah, and that's right. She said, it's like a little dancing bear.
You did great.
And then I accidentally saw the video, and she was right.
Yeah. You did great. But, you know, just anybody can come and join this event.
Yeah.
You can go to cascadetheater.org to buy your tickets. You can go online and find the QR codes for each of these dancers that are raising. Every dollar counts as a vote, so they need your votes. And I know Tracy and Miranda are voting Dr. Paul
Davis.
Dr. Davis.
Yes.
Davis.
And Leah, our own our own.
So. Your own. Well, the thing is that all the dollars that come in here go to a great cause, the One Safe Place, Children's Legacy Center, and it goes to help keep this place open and help support what they do. And this is the last one. And you have to, I applaud every one of the dancers that's out there because it's not easy and you're putting yourself out there.
Because sometimes those judges aren't nice.
Well, I remember that. There was one judge one year that, you know, this isn't like Dancing with the Stars where you come back every week or you've got a week in between dances or something.
One night.
You've got one night, you do two dances, and there's not going to be a lot of changes between dancing one, dancing two, except, you know, smile more. Maybe you can smile more. But, Linda was... When that one score came out, she looked at him. I mean, are you kidding me? And so she bumped hers up to perfect to try and make up for
He's
it.
He's like the Simon and she's the Paula.
You can't grade them like you cannot grade the dancers like you would with Dancing with the Stars. You can't forget that these people are putting themselves out there. And, you know, and they've got jobs. It's not like they're just staying there dancing 5 days a week in between. So
I have to admit, I was so nervous. I took a week off work before to practice.
I was there every week. Oh, no. Yeah. No, I was doing it, too.
There was no way. I literally took a week off work and danced all day to get ready.
Well, now, Maria, you're going to be the MC this year.
Yep, MCing, and then alongside Linda will be one of the...
One of the judges,
and they have a couple of other. I think they have three other judges.
Okay.
And Chris Gomez will be co-emceeing with myself.
Oh, Chris will be.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be sound like a lot of fun. Okay, it's this Saturday, my friends,
this and you Saturday, can get 7 p.m. Cascade
7 p.m.
Theater.
And if you go to
cascadetheater.org, you can purchase the tickets. There's a few tickets left, so go and grab them. They contacted me yesterday and said, push these last few tickets. So the tickets are from $15 to $40. So very, very reasonable.
I hope I have a ticket. We've been talking about it. I don't know if Linda's got a ticket or not.
We'll get you a ticket.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Baron, thanks a lot for stopping by.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And what a great day to do it, right? You get to see all your friends.
Yeah.
You do. And this is always a good day to have Redding Rancheria with us today. CEO Tracy Edwards and Maria Orozco is just talking about the big event this weekend, not counting the haunted house that you're going to be participating in that, too. Not the same night, though.
Not the
same night. And, of course, Miranda Edwards' favorite. Yeah, and she's the favorite of her husband now.
I am. I'm everyone's favorite
now. Oh, I never thought of it. You know what? That's cute. we talked about the compact. The big thing, of course, was that the state of California and Redding Rancheria entered into a compact, which recognizes them moving the casino to the I-5.
Yes.
It redoes the way that Redding Rancheria has been giving to the state for years that used to come down here but then was stopped under Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
But you made it as part of the compact that, yes, a percentage will come back down here specifically to the county, city, and, Shasta County.
Absolutely, yes.
And that's the local governments.
Local governments, yes.
Which before they were getting none of that.
They have not gotten any from the state in years.
And when will that start?
When we move on to I-5.
Okay. So until then, it looks like the rest of everybody else that used to be getting this money, the whole state, every county that had a casino that was getting money for years and then it stopped for decades, is still stuck.
Yes, and so lots of tribes, 1999 was when the tribes originally entered into a compact with Governor Pete Davis, right? Am I saying that right? Governor Pete. And
no,
so,
that's Gray Davis.
Gray Davis.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And we, those are all coming due. So if you look in the news right now, there's a slew of state compacts being renegotiated with the state. So a lot of them are similar. Tribes are, negotiating some of the same terms in there, some based on locations and geography. There might be some little bit different things in some of the compacts, but each tribe is a sovereign nation, so the governor is supposed to negotiate with us as sovereign nations. Of course, they would like to just put a blanket compact on all of us because that makes it really easy on them. But we spent a lot of time and worked hard to make sure that the nuances that were good for our tribe got into the compact.
Okay. Now, since we don't know when the BIA and the Department of Interior are going to work, but the Health Village, though, is full steam ahead.
Health Village is full steam ahead. Yesterday in our update, we are looking at shovel in the dirt in December of 2024.
Wow.
Okay. Gosh, almost just about a year away.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, a year later?
Yeah.
About that?
Yeah.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
We have supply shortages still.
Yeah. supply chain problem.
Supply chain. You know, that's the answer to everything. Well, I'd like to get you that, except there's a supply chain problem. And
apparently the price of steel keeps going up.
She was also talking earlier about how the Health Village will be located on the other side of the creek, and we're also building a bridge over the creek as well so that you can access that building and area from both sides. So it's a freestanding bridge, so it won't go into the water of the creek and kind of preserve the area down there, but more building.
Well, so you can walk from the casino over there
and
go sit in a steam room.
It'll be a pedestrian and a car bridge, so it'll be it'll be nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Another place for people to, little trolls behind you. Y'all don't have that problem, though.
No, not at all.
You fixed that problem years ago. Okay. Well, gosh, we got 7 minutes left. What else? Oh, well, the big Barbie extravaganza is coming up. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So the Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner on March 1st of 2024. Big theme, Barbie. Our Reading Rancheria Community Fund Advisory Board is meeting next week, so we can choose the final pick for fall. And all of those folks who were receiving money in 2023 will be in the running to be the winner at the 2024 dinner.
This is a huge thing.
Huge thing.
A lot of money donated by Reading Rancheria to help a lot of the nonprofits, schools, all types of things.
Yeah, around $5.8 million since 2002, the inception.
Yeah.
The Reading Rancher Community Fund dinner alone has raised over $1 million.
Wow.
So that's just
sells out. And with this Barbie thing, you got to come to this thing.
I sit on that panel, by the way.
Oh, you do?
He's a new advisory board member.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can understand that. I really can.
Thank you.
Why you would be there. You've done so many things in our community, Barry. And he's already announced he's never going to run for office again. So he does these things out of the goodness. He's always done these things out of the goodness of his heart, if you knew Baron Browning.
He's everywhere.
Yeah. By the way, we can't leave without talking about the powwow.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That was
so
great.
You made it down?
Did I make it down? If you had seen my Facebook page, you would have seen that not only was I there, but I videoed the whole entrance. It was Saturday, and it was 96 degrees.
Saturday afternoon was a bit warm.
It was warm, but I got the whole entrance. I put probably 2 minutes at least of the grand entry. And I have a friend that dances in it, and she said, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it Saturday because I'm wearing like 40 pounds of deer skin and regalia and, that I wear. And she said it was just too hot for me.
It was, some of the dancers, it's amazing what they can do. The evenings were absolutely beautiful.
Yes,
I mean, there was no complaint on the evenings.
Friday night was amazing.
Yeah, Friday night was amazing. Saturday afternoon was a little toasty.
Yeah, but you know what? There were still, the stands were full. I did that. I kind of did a 360 like that in the stands for a lot of people in the stands, and they were enjoying it.
Yeah, we did the setup a little different this year, so it's our second year at the rodeo grounds, and it turned out amazing.
I like the setup. You're further into the center there, which gave more room around
the arena.
People could go there and see it. And I tell you what, the drummers and the singers were, it made your blood. It was just.
You kind of feel it in your heart.
You do. That's what it is.
The beat of the drum. You kind of feel it.
And the sound of the voices. And you don't realize, some people when they listen to it goes, No, you've got to listen to it because then there's other voices that come in and accentuate what's being said or what's being sung.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, the layout was fantastic.
Yeah.
So you came in through the vendors, so you got to see all the vendors. And then, of course, you got to go in the arena. But you had the food in the back, which was literally amazing.
Yeah, it was a great space. It turned out perfect. Yeah. And we talked to a lot of the vendors. They sold a lot of stuff. So people were buying things, which is great for the vendors.
I was going for the Indian taco.
Oh.
But the lines were so
I know,
long, I ended
I
up with a corn dog. Okay.
That is not the, not even close.
No, not,
worth
even,
the wait.
Not even close, but it was a terrific event.
Uh-huh.
And if you've never been there before, it's free.
Yeah.
It's free. All you have to do is park and walk in. And find yourself a seat where you can see it. And the higher up, really, you know, if you get down low, you can't, to me, you can't really see. So you go on up into the second tier of their passive walkway so you can see everybody's are coming in. And this isn't a two-minute grand entry. Oh, no. This is like a 12, 15-minute grand entry because of all the dancers. And they're coming in and everywhere from the your senior the senior members of the tribes to children. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah. You know, it's been the most amazing thing, the relationship now with the Reading Rodeo and the Reading Rancheria.
Yeah.
And that how that's developed over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And,
nothing but helpful on both sides, I think.
Absolutely.
It worked
well.
We're pleased, and hopefully the rodeo's pleased. And I think it went well.
I want to have Baron back again, so just strictly to talk about what happened at that first meeting, too.
The specific plan?
On the specific plan, I don't know if you can talk a lot about it, except because it's just, you know, the first kind of meeting of getting all the board or the plank holders there to see what's going to happen for the future. But, it was just a great event.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have another one coming up Monday, so.
Yeah,
our dancers were excited to come back after being at the Rodeo Heritage Night, and so
and that's going to happen again this year.
Yes,
so
it
you
is.
Get to see kind of a mini.
Yes. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Nice little preview, kind of teaser.
Yeah, and it really is.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, and last year Linda and I were the ones that get them out into the arena, and which was no problem. I mean, they're organized.
Mm-hmm.
They just everybody lined up the way they were supposed to, and when the gate opened, they were ready.
Mm-hmm.